We are starting our devotion this morning with the word from the book of John, chapter 1. I'm going to read it, the book of John, chapter 1. So if you have your Bible, please read along with me, the book of John, chapter 1. We are going to read from verse 1 to verse 14. In the name of Jesus, as we look onto the foundation of the person of Jesus Christ, and I believe that as we read the word of God, hallelujah, we are going to be blessed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Even just by the reading of the word of God. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own people, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Who are born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the Holy Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This is the revelation of John, hallelujah, about Jesus Christ, and is so powerful. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Because John is revealing Christ as the Word of God. Hallelujah. As the Word of God. Hallelujah. So Jesus is the Word of God. And John is speaking and is saying that in the beginning was the Word. Hallelujah. And the Word was with God. God had the Word. Praise the Lord. God had the word with him. And when he spoke the word, hallelujah, created everything that you can see today, to the mountains, to the seas. Every creation was created by the authority of the word of God. Hallelujah. And that word, hallelujah, is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. In other words, that with Jesus, everything is possible. Jesus is the Word of God. The more you have him, the more your life will have to change in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that this Word came and dwelt among us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. You see, when the angel Gabriel came and met with Mary, he brought the word of God from the throne of God to Mary. Hallelujah. And Mary responded, "Let it be to me according to your word." Hallelujah. So it means that every time we receive the word in our life, it becomes pregnant in us. It becomes flesh. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because the purpose of the word of God is for it to find manifestation in our life. Praise the Lord. That's why the Bible is different from any other novel, from any other book you can read out there. Praise the Lord. Because the Bible has capacity to become flesh. What does it mean to become flesh? To become flesh, it means to become tangible. to become something you can touch, to become something you can experience. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why I always say it is more blessed sometimes to listen when somebody is sharing the true word of God, because you have more opportunity to receive than even the preacher himself. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. You know, there are things that can happen in your life because you happen to hear the word of God. You say amen to the word of God. You say, Lord, I believe in that word. I believe in that word that the preacher is preaching. I believe in that word that man of God is talking about. And when you receive the word of God from your heart, it becomes flesh. It becomes pregnant in you. Hallelujah. It begins to find manifestation. It's the same way when Mary received the word that through his womb, through the virgin, hallelujah, a savior shall be born and his name will be called Jesus. And Mary said, I'm not going to doubt the word of God. I'm not going to doubt the word of God. And he said, let it be to me according to your word. And that word became flesh in her. And through that, Jesus was conceived. Jesus was conceived, not from a biological perspective, but he became a child born of the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of things that God wants to give birth to you. There's a lot of wisdom. There's a lot of giftings. There's a lot of blessings that God wants you to give birth to you, that God wants to manifest in your life. But you have to be pregnant of the word. You have to be in a place to receive the word of God, receive the word and run with it in the name of Jesus. That's why in this ministry, we take the Bible very seriously. God bless you, Roy. Glory, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. This that we take the Bible very seriously. We teach the Bible very seriously because we believe in the authority of the Word of God, that the Bible has power to change our life, to become what God wants us to become. That to those who believe in Him, He gave them power to become children of God. When you believe in Jesus Christ, you are given power. Glory be to God. Because that is what distinguishes you from the children of the world with the children of light. Hallelujah. When you believe in the Lord, He gives you the power. He gives you the capacity. He gives you the ability. He gives you the heaven's resources. Hallelujah. He gives you the person of the Holy Spirit to help you in your journey with the Lord in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So if you haven't given your life to God, if you don't believe that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus is the Word of God, that He was there in the beginning and He was with God and the Word was God. Hallelujah. He was in the beginning with God and all things that were made through Him, and He was the light unto men. And Jesus has come to give us the life of God. The Father has come to give us the life of God in the name of Jesus, and is only looking for those that will believe. Are you ready to believe in your Maker? Are you ready to believe in your God? Are you ready to believe in your Creator? Are you ready to believe in the light of the world, that Jesus has paid the price for you and for me, that we may live that life that God desires of us to live in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. He has paid the penalty for you to walk in the will of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are not just a nobody. You are a royal descent. Hallelujah. You are born according to His will and purposes, and you will fulfill His agenda on earth for the glory of the mighty one of Jacob in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus is the eternal word. Hallelujah. He's both fully God and the giver of life and light. Hallelujah. Jesus is fully the Word of God and is also fully God and is the giver of life. So if you want life, come to Jesus. It's as simple. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes people struggle too much because they are living in rejection of their Savior that is meant to give them life and life in abundance. And when Jesus comes, he comes with light. Hallelujah. He comes with light so that you come out of darkness. You come out of that life that doesn't glorify God. You come out of that life that the enemy is using to manipulate you. Hallelujah. Because we are born to walk in victory. We are born to walk in light. When you walk in light, you will walk in victory. God bless you, Katie, in the name of Jesus. When you walk in light, you walk in victory. Hallelujah. This is one thing that you may need to reflect today. How can I let Jesus' light shine more fully in my daily life? How can I let Jesus' light shine more fully in my daily life? Hallelujah. That is one of the questions that you may need to ask yourself today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, you are the eternal Word, the true light of the world. Thank you for taking on the flesh and dwelling among us. Shine in my heart, overcome my darkness, and help me walk as a child of God. Amen and amen. May the Lord shine in our hearts this day to help us walk out of darkness. In the name of Jesus, by the revelation of the Word of God, you are coming out of darkness. You are coming out of that thing that the enemy has used to enslave you. May the Lord shine his light in every area of our life, in our family, in our household, those that are going to school. May the Lord shine his light in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will not grow up in darkness. You will not grow up in darkness, for when the blind leads the blind, both of them will fall into a ditch. But because the light of his glory has shined upon you, you are not permitted to fall into a ditch, because you walk in a broad daylight. You walk in the truth of God. May the truth of God guide you from today in the name of Jesus. May the world become a lamp unto your feet, and a light onto your path in the name of Jesus. You will not miss direction, but you will reach to your end destination and onto eternity in the presence of God. Father, we bless you. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this opportunity that you have given unto us, O God, to come before you, Jesus. We commend the rest of this day before you. As we pray that you are our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses, even as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy glory, and thy power forever and evermore. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious towards you. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. May his presence go ahead of you in the name of Jesus. I wish you all the best, and I will see you soon again. Stay blessed. Go forth and shine forth in the name of Jesus. May his grace, may his mercy be sufficient for you today. In Jesus' name. Remember, we read the book of John, chapter 1. Go, continue reading it, continue meditating on it, and the Lord will continue to bless you. Shalom, shalom, and have a wonderful day.